Hi, I'm Jamie Ananda McConaughey. Welcome to the Tantric Life podcast, where we explore all things Tantra as a way of living a balanced life, integrating health, sex, love, and spirituality for deeper inner peace. Hello, divine friends, and welcome to another interesting conversation about Tantra. Today we're continuing the series about semen retention 101. And today we're going to be focusing specifically on why should any man practice semen retention? What are the benefits of semen retention? So this episode obviously is geared more towards men who are interested in semen retention. But as always, you women out there who are listening, you may find this interesting. I think you'll get some interesting insights. Okay, but first, before we get into the topic, just briefly, I want to mention, if you'd like to connect with me, I'd love to hear from you. I love getting messages from my listeners. You can get in touch with me at my website, thetantriclife.com, or send me a message on Facebook page, The Tantric Life, or send me an email direct to jamie@thetantriclife.com. And also briefly, just to mention the project I'm working on, I'm developing an online Tantra dating and events website app. And the idea is to make it easier for people who are interested in Tantra to connect with each other. It can be for dating. It doesn't have to be for dating. It can just be for making friends, making connections. The idea is also to have events on there, on the website, so you can find local events nearby, perhaps even, you know, connect with people before attending an event. At the moment, with this crazy pandemic situation, physical meetups and physical events are a little bit tricky at the moment. But, you know, online connections, making friends online is definitely a good thing at the moment. Okay, so with that out of the way, let's dive into today's topic. And this is a great topic, one of my favorite topics. I'm speaking a lot from personal experience, and I'm also drawing on my own research. Okay, so I'm presenting to you tips, information. It's not an exclusive guide. I'm not trying to be a teacher for semen retention, because really I recommend, if you're going to do semen retention seriously, I really recommend that you work with a teacher or a coach. But you can definitely, you know, if you take the tips, take the advice, you can definitely begin elementary practice with semen retention. You know, do your own research, make sure that you are doing it correctly, that you're doing it in a healthy way. Don't just do it without knowing what you're doing, because you can actually do more harm than good in that case. So when you're just starting out with semen retention practice, it's very difficult. Actually, it's really, really hard when you're just starting out. And yes, I'm speaking from personal experience there. I know how hard it is in the beginning. Imagine, you know, it's one of the body's strongest natural urges. It's the drive to mate, to reproduce, the urge of life to propagate. Trying to get some control over that is incredibly difficult. And that's why most men don't bother or don't want to try. So, you know, when you're practicing a good, healthy, non-ejaculation, semen retention, you are in the minority of all men. There must be like a very low percentage of men who are actually doing this seriously. So why try to practice semen retention if it's so difficult? Well, first of all, I just want to point out that it does get easier with practice. It definitely does. You know, it's hard in the beginning, but gradually it gets easier. It becomes more natural. It almost becomes second nature to you. So it's just the beginning bit which is the difficult part, really. So the main reason really why anyone should want to do semen retention is because of the benefits. And over, you know, years, decades, centuries, hundreds of years, thousands of years, the benefits of semen retention have constantly been talked about and celebrated. There are many, many, many benefits, and they really are superhuman benefits. And again, this is what I feel from my own personal experience. You know, I don't consider myself to be a real expert with semen retention. I think I have a fairly good level of it. And even at my level, I can feel incredible superhuman benefits. It makes you feel like a superhuman. It really does. And I'm just going to list here a whole list of benefits. You know, you get increased testosterone. You get more focus and clarity of mind. You get increased ojas. Ojas is the Sanskrit word for life force, vitality. And you get more prana in your subtle energy body. You get more zest, a sense of renewed energy, like you were young again, you know. You get increased confidence. You get that sort of masculine confidence and directness and decisiveness. And it really activates your Manipura chakra. That's your fire essence, your fire nature. You have a need for less sleep, and you can wake up earlier and fresher in the morning. You have more longevity. You can live longer and happier and healthier. You could become more creative, more purposeful, more proactive in life. And you can harness that sexual power into creativity, business, money, and abundance. And you can improve your own sexual pleasure, and really giving a lot of increased sexual pleasure to your partner. You can last a long time in sex in the bedroom. You can actually have multiple orgasms yourself as a man. The ability to have energy orgasms, non-ejaculatory orgasms, and that is more fulfilling, and it lets you last longer in bed. And you become more attractive. You know, women will find you more attractive. They'll naturally be drawn to that masculine presence and confidence. So that's just like, you know, a few of the benefits. And there's actually a lot more really to that, to this practice. Essentially, it boils down to having more life force, more energy when you don't ejaculate. You know, normally after ejaculation for a man, the pleasure and the energy level drops suddenly to zero. You know, when you're having sex, you're building up your arousal, your energy, you're getting turned on, the pleasure is increasing, and it's really great fun. It's enjoyable to have sex, to make love. And then you ejaculate, and ejaculating is nice. It's very enjoyable. But then after you ejaculate, all that energy and pleasure and arousal, it suddenly drops, crashes down to zero, like off a cliff edge. And then, boof, that's it. It's game over. Lovemaking, pretty much over. I mean, you can sort of carry on kissing and cuddling, but most of the time, as a man, you're tired, exhausted, ready to sleep. And then you're going to need time and rest and nutrition to get that energy back up again. If you're young, maybe that can happen very quickly. But, you know, as you're older, as you get into your 30s, 40s and 50s, it takes a lot longer. It can take hours or even days to get your energy back up again. So practicing semen retention allows you to extend your lovemaking, prolongs that arousal. You can enjoy sexual pleasure for longer. And, you know, in the beginning, if you're not used to this idea, it sounds kind of paradoxical or contradictory that you can have more sexual pleasure by not ejaculating. I know it kind of sounds strange. And I think when you're starting out, you do need a lot of kind of faith that by sacrificing the pleasure of ejaculating, you're going to gain something better. At first, you don't believe it, right? But I can tell you from my personal experience, it is really fantastic to make love for 40 minutes, for an hour, for an hour and a half. And, you know, all the time, you're getting that arousal up. Then you're just pulling back a little bit before you go to the point of no return. And so the arousal just subsides slightly. And then you get it back up again. And it's wonderful to make love like that. It's like a kind of dance with your partner. In some moments, you're making love really passionately, animally, and kind of, you know, full of sexual confidence. And in other moments, as you're just pulling back a little bit, then you're making love more gently and more lovingly and sort of connecting more emotionally. And then you're kind of going back again into that sort of wild, passionate way of making love. And then you pull back a bit and it's more gentle. And you can keep doing this like for hours, really. And what happens is as you do that, your pleasure level is kind of oscillating. It's that expression that people say, edging, if you've heard of that. If you haven't heard of that, edging is just a word which means like staying close to ejaculating, close to the level of ejaculating, but without ejaculating. Yeah, it's almost like a torment or a tease, you know, to not ejaculate. And the thing is, you're oscillating, right, with this pleasure, getting close to ejaculating, pulling back a little bit, getting close, pulling back. And as you do that, your overall pleasure level is going up. So each time you get closer to ejaculating, it's kind of more intense than before. So it's like as you do your lovemaking, you're increasing the pleasure overall. And it's not just in your genitals, it's kind of in your whole body. You feel all tingly and you feel like, yeah, it's like ecstasy. You start going into this kind of ecstatic state, and it's just, it's kind of amazing and delicious. And it's, what happens is that then maybe at some point you do start to get physically tired, especially if you're a beginner. And your partner perhaps also gets tired. So then, you know, you decide that you're both good. Okay, let's just relax and just settle down, maybe sleep or cuddle. And then at that point, you still feel a sense of energetic, you know, vitality, aliveness, vibrant. You don't feel frustrated. You don't feel like sexually frustrated or repressed. You feel vibrant and you feel very satisfied, actually, and deeply fulfilled. So this type of lovemaking, I personally think, is much more fulfilling, much more satisfying and rewarding than a shorter sex with ejaculating, you know. It's also more fulfilling because with a longer period of time, you're able to kind of connect more with your partner in a more loving way and kind of go deeper in that lovemaking. So that's why it's more fulfilling and rewarding, or that's partly why. The other thing is that you feel vibrant and full of life in your body, and that feels really satisfying. So you get this feeling of being full and rejuvenated instead of that feeling of being tired and depleted after sex. And with practice, you can, you know, the more you practice this, the more you increase your sexual pleasure and arousal without ejaculating. What happens is that, you know, the way men get aroused and ejaculate, imagine the curve on a graph. You know, as you're getting aroused and turned on, the pleasure level goes up and up and up. And then it gets to 100%, like from 0 to 100%. And at 100% is where you're ejaculating and the sperm is pumping out. But what happens is just before that point, just before 100%, there's actually a point which we call the point of no return. And that's the point where you know that you're about to ejaculate. And there's usually like a few seconds between the point of no return and ejaculating. So the point of no return is not exactly 100%. The point of no return happens more like around 80, 85%, something like that. When your arousal gets to that point, then it's the point of no return. You know, that's it. Okay, ejaculating is about to happen. But with practice, you can kind of push the upper limit. You know, that 80, 85% point of no return, you can push that up to like 90, 95%. So you're actually getting more arousal and more ecstasy, but you're not passing your point of no return. And that's the amazing thing about practice. That's why as you practice this more, you continue to increase the pleasure of lovemaking and the sexual pleasure. You increase it. And as you know, by continuing to do that, you eventually build up to having an energy orgasm or a non-ejaculation orgasm. It's like the pleasure comes into your body, and it over the lovemaking session, it increases. You know, it comes in waves, you know, as you get aroused and then you kind of relax a little, then you get more aroused. These waves come and they come more intense and more intense. And then eventually it comes to the point where it's just so, it's almost like overwhelming. The pleasure is so overwhelming, and that feels like an orgasm in your whole body, right? So the reason why this is semen retention is difficult is because we're not used to it as men. The way we've been brought up as men, teenagers, you know, we've been brought up, we've been educated, conditioned by society, by media, by internet and porn. And we've been conditioned that, you know, sexual pleasure means ejaculation. It's like the two, you can't have one without the other. That's how we've been brought up. And our brain learns the chemical signals of this, associating ejaculation with sex and sexual pleasure. And so our brain has been kind of programmed. So what happens when you're starting to learn semen retention? You have to rewire your brain. You have to recondition that. You have to, you start with a kind of an intellectual understanding by redefining what orgasm means. You know, realizing that orgasm does not mean ejaculation, or it does not have to mean. Sometimes it does, but it doesn't always have to mean ejaculation. Orgasm means like intense ecstatic pleasure, and that can happen just by, you know, when you're in that state of high arousal. Just a gentle little tickle on your arm along your skin can send you into an orgasm of pleasure without ejaculating. So it's that kind of quality of pleasure that we define as orgasm. It's not an easy process. It's a skill. It really is like learning any kind of skill, a difficult skill, you know. But as any skill, you do learn it and you do get the hang of it. And it can take some men, it can be easier. Some men, it can be more difficult. For some men, it can take them a month to get the hang of this. Some men take 6 months or even 8 months. It doesn't matter how long it takes you to do it. There's no, you know, don't feel that there's a rush to do this. Just go with the flow. When you start to get the hang of it, even in the early stages, you can immediately start feeling some of those benefits that I mentioned earlier, especially benefits to your sex life. That's really amazing. One thing is your erections become harder, bigger and stronger erections. it's really great. So it's great because you get turned on by your partner a lot more easily. Yeah, this is all related to porn as well, and I'm going to do a separate episode about porn. But semen retention, you have to do it in conjunction with no porn, not watching porn, because the two together they're not really compatible. So what happens is that you find your partner more attractive, more sexually attractive. And that's great, because that creates more passion in your relationship. It creates more polarity. And that benefits overall your relationship. And the other key thing about semen retention is the way that the sexual energy gets used for other areas of your life. This is really, really amazing. Napoleon Hill, you know, he wrote that book, Think and Grow Rich. And he had a whole chapter about semen retention. I'll just read to you a quick quote, what he says in the book. And this is what he says. Sex energy is the creative energy of all geniuses. There has never been and never will be a great leader, builder, or artist lacking in the driving force of sex. So what he's saying is that sexual energy, conserving your sexual energy and using it for creative, productive ways in your life, in your business, can transform your life. It can make you successful, give you confidence to bring your business to success or to excel in your career. And that brings in abundance, brings in success and money and income. So, semen retention has been taught for thousands of years by spiritual masters in many traditions throughout history. And, you know, those early teachings focused on semen retention as a means of awakening God consciousness within the human. And this is where we get to this is the real deep aspect of semen retention, which is what Tantra deals with. Because sexual energy it's Kundalini energy. Kundalini is the ultimate life force energy, the creative energy of the universe. That's why it's so powerful. Imagine with your sexual energy, you can create humans. You can create life. What force in the universe is more powerful than that? So the spiritual masters have always taught this, that you can harness that sexual energy. You have it within your body. It's there. And, you know, you play with it every day. And you can harness that. It awakens the Kundalini in you. And you can draw it up to your higher chakras to awaken a deeper spiritual conscious within you, and it opens up your connection to God, which is essentially yourself. You are divine, and using your sexual energy, you can really expand that consciousness and experience your divinity as the totality of the universe. So if semen retention is so amazing, why isn't everyone doing it? Yeah, it's the thing is, apart from the fact that it's so difficult, most men are used to ejaculating frequently. And what happens when you ejaculate, as I mentioned earlier, your energy level goes down, you get, you know, a depletion of energy, you get tiredness, you can have lack of focus, lack of confidence. The extent to which you suffer those things really just varies from man to man. But generally, those are the effects of ejaculating frequently. And it's known as ejaculation hangover. And what happens is that most men, and myself included, I remember before I was into Tantra, is that that becomes your normal functioning state. So you kind of think it's normal to be like that, and it doesn't seem bad. You know, you just, it's kind of, life is normal. You know, life is not easy. Life is never easy. You know, you've got to try and deal with challenges. You've got to work, you've got to focus, and it's never easy. You're sometimes, often you're tired, right? And so you think that's just the normal way of life. But it's not. And when you do semen retention, as I said, even in the initial stages, you realize that, oh my God, that was not normal state. The normal state is to be vibrant and energized and full of vitality and focus and confidence and power and manifesting abundance. Even in the initial beginner stages of semen retention, you can feel that. And then you realize, oh my God, like all these years, I thought it was normal to be tired and with dissipated energy. I didn't think it was dissipated energy. I just thought it was normal, you know, normal energy. And so the fact is, most men have no clue what they're missing. That's basically what it is. They don't know what they're missing out on because they've never experienced it. So they never, you know, maybe they hear occasionally or read about semen retention, but because they haven't experienced it, they've no interest in trying to do it. So at the end of the day, you know, it's down to you trying it. And when you try it, and I mean try it properly and correctly in a healthy way, you feel the benefits and it's absolutely life-changing. I can tell you, you know, it is life-changing. The energy, the focus, the confidence, the just this almost magical ability to manifest success and things fall into place is incredible. Like I remember the first period of semen retention that I kind of got through my first 21-day challenge. And I just remember things would just fall into place magically. You know, things that normally would be really hard. I remember having to make difficult phone calls, having to arrange difficult things with antagonistic people and that, you know, business things. And I remember, you know, experiencing after my first 21-day challenge, having to do some of that stuff, and they just kind of fell into place effortlessly. It's almost like magic. And I mean, you know, what is magic? Magic is you being connected to the flow of the universe, really. And semen retention is an amazing key, an amazing way to do that. So, you know, at the end of the day, you try it for yourself, experiment with it, and you will feel how life-changing it is, the benefits of it. And once you feel those benefits, you don't want to go back to those old ways of frequent ejaculation and of kind of living at a lower energy level, a lower vitality, lower focus and stuff. You don't want to, you know? You want to be in that ecstatic level of vitality. You want to feel that prolonged extended pleasure. That prolonged sexual arousal during lovemaking is simply delicious. So yeah, there we go. Those are some of the benefits and reasons why we men or any man would want to do semen retention. And for you ladies out there, you know, share some of this with your partner and, you know, see if he's open to it. And it's a wonderful thing to work with in a relationship. I'm going to do another episode about that because there are some challenges in a relationship when the man is practicing semen retention, because it affects his partner as well. It affects the relationship. It's not just focused on him, but that's a topic for another episode. So that's coming in the near future. All right, so let's move on. And today's tantric fun fact. So when I was researching this episode, I came across something which I thought was very interesting, which I didn't know. Steve Jobs, you know, the famous Steve Jobs, that amazing guy who founded Apple, he practiced semen retention. I didn't know that. I think that's quite interesting. I came across an article, well, there's actually a few articles about this, that Steve Jobs' ex-girlfriend, Chrisanne Brennan, You know, she talked about this. I think she wrote a book, actually, about her life with Steve Jobs. And in that, she talks about how when he was younger, when they were younger, back in 1974, this was, Steve Jobs had been in India traveling and, doing the spiritual hippie trail or whatever it is. And he returned back to the US to his girlfriend. And he had this whole thing about tantra and tantric sex. Apparently, he asked her to have tantric sex with her in the garden shed. They did continue to do a kind of tantric sex. Steve Jobs was basically doing semen retention. And she describes this. She says, "Our birth control method up to that point was coitus interruptus, which is the pull-out method. And he didn't want to ejaculate in order to build up power and wealth by conserving his vital energies." So, yeah, Steve Jobs he knew this kind of stuff. You know, he knew some of the secrets of success. And, yeah, so, and other well-known figures have been advocates of the practice of semen retention. Nikola Tesla, he was that famous inventor, pioneer of electricity and inventions to do with electricity. Leonardo da Vinci, he was another advocate of semen retention. And you see how productive Leonardo da Vinci was, how creative he was. You know, some of those incredible inventions. He was literally hundreds of years ahead of his time. Who else? Dalai Lama, of course, the famous Buddhist chappy. And also boxers. It's quite common for many boxers to use semen retention to build up their strength. I don't know if they do it in a healthy way because, you know, boxers need to feel aggressive. So maybe sexual frustration is what they need to get aggressive and, you know, go and fight someone with that aggression. So I don't know if that's the most healthy way to do it, but doing semen retention in a healthy way is not about frustration and aggression, but it's definitely about strengthening your body, strengthening your vitality and energy. So Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, these are a couple of famous boxers who were advocates of semen retention. Napoleon Hill, as I mentioned already, the author of his famous book, Think and Grow Rich, he has a whole chapter about this. It's called The Mystery of Sex and Transmutation. It's about transmuting or transforming sexual energy into creative, successful energy for wealth and abundance. So wrapping up today's episode, I'm going to leave a link in the description here to an article which I've drawn much from this article for this episode. Some of the benefits I mentioned earlier, there are some scientific studies to back up some of these claims. Not all of them, really, because this topic hasn't been very well researched in a scientific way. But you can find some scientific studies for the benefits of this. And some men have wondered about things like, well, doesn't it increase prostate cancer if you don't ejaculate? And don't doctors teach that it's healthy to ejaculate and so on? And, you know, it's not a clear-cut answer for that. In general, if you're doing semen retention in a healthy tantric way, it's way, way more beneficial than ejaculating frequently. And prostate cancer, in fact, is more likely to be related to other health other lifestyle, you know, healthy lifestyle habits or non-healthy lifestyle habits rather than semen retention per se. So I'm going to leave a link for that article if you want to find out more in-depth details with scientific research and so on. Check out that link. Actually, the article is by my mentor, my teacher, Steffo Shambo. It's a really good article. Anyway, wrapping up, thank you so much for listening to the end of this episode. We're going to close with some chanting, as always. And today's mantra is a very simple mantra, but a very powerful one. It was taught to me by my guru. And the purpose of one of the purposes of this mantra is to vibrate your whole body and all of your chakras to kind of, one thing is that it serves to realign you when you're all mixed up and stirred up, and it realigns all your energy and your cells and your chakras. And it also serves to bring energy upwards from the lower chakras to the higher chakras. So it's a very good chant for sublimation of sexual energy. It can help you to bring that energy up. And so I'll briefly explain the mantra, and then we'll listen to as I chant it, and you can chant along with it if you like. So it's basically, it's a variation of Om, and it's Hari Om. Not Harry as in Prince Harry. Harry, H-A-R-I. And it's a Sanskrit word, which basically means Lord or Divine or God, something like that. So we chant Hari Om, and we just chant it repeatedly, how many times you like. And what you do is you take a really big, deep breath, and then you start kind of low pitch. Start with the Hari is a very low pitch. It's sort of ha. So like as low as you can go comfortably. And then as you go, you extend it out and you breathe out, you go ha. And as you pronounce the mantra, you're raising the pitch of your voice. And what happens is when the pitch is low, it vibrates lower down the body, kind of close to your spine, the base of your spine and those lower chakras. And then as you raise the pitch of your voice, you feel that vibration kind of travels upwards, a little up your stomach and chest and up this sort of central channel of your body, and then you feel the vibration in your throat, you feel it in your mouth, you feel it in your nose. And as you extend out the last breath of the mantra, the vibration is finishing up near the third eye and even up to the top of the head. So you're effectively vibrating all the chakras, going in an upward motion. And it's a great way for drawing that energy upwards. So some tips for this: take a really big deep breath, start as low pitch as you comfortably can, and extend the mantra out as long as you can, and experiment with the shape of the sound cavity in your mouth. You know, move it, especially as you go towards the end of the pronunciation of the mantra, feel how by changing the cavity, air cavity in your mouth, you can vibrate different parts of your head. So experiment with that to try to get those vibrations moving all the way up through your head to the top. All right. So there we go. We will start with, as always, just an invocation to the principal gods and goddesses, and then we'll go into the mantra a few times, repeating, and you can follow along with it if you like. So thank you very much for being with me for this episode, and I shall be back with you again soon with more interesting topics about Tantra. Take care. Om Ekadandaya Vidmahe Vakradandaya Dhimahi Tanno Tundi Prachodayat Om Gam Ganavatahe Namaha Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sagandham Pushtavadhanam Urvarukamahabandhanat Mrityamukshehamamritat Om Shivaya Namaha Om Ganambakaya Vidmahe Mahatapaya Dhimahi Tanno Dughi Prachodayat Om Omkarikaya Chivatmahi Samasavasanadmahi Tanu Akura Prachoryatum Mahabhadra Karyan Namaha Om Narayanaya Vidmahi Vasudevaya Dhimahi Tanu Vishnu Prachoryatum Namo Narayanaya Namaha Om Mahalakshmi Chavitmahi Vishnu Patrihe Dhimahi Tanu Lakshmi Prachoryatum Mahalakshmi Namaha Ya Kundendut Shraharahavala Ya Shubhravastra Vruta Ya Veena Varadandimannitakara Ya Sveta Padmasana Ya Brahma Chuta Shankara Pravruttivyaya Sadavandita Samam Bhatu Saraswati Bhagavati Nishayatiyapaha Om Shadananaya Vidmahe Shakti Hastaya Dhimahi Tanno Skandaha Prachodatom Supramanaya Namaha Om Bhuvasvaha Tatpurushaya Vidmahe Mahadevaya Dhimahi Tanno Rudra Prachodayat Tatpurushaya Vidmahe Mahasenaya Dhimahi Tanna Shammukha Prachodayat Om Tat Sat